UCF had a wonderful life, a long life, a life with no regular season losses, a New Year's Six Bowl win, and an amazing game against LSU. This winning streak started 3 years ago when Scott Frost took a team that was 0-16 and brought them back into bowl contention. And then he took them to the promised land. They beat Auburn. We got to see the birth of one of the greatest players and quarterbacks in college football before our eyes. And last Saturday, it all ended so suddenly in a game against Pitt. Now, after 3 years of being a UCF fan and never seeing them lose a regular season game, this one hurt, and hurt really bad. And now our season hangs in the balance as whether or not we'll be the highest ranked Group of Five team going into the end. But don't sit at home and cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Smile because for 3 years, we were the best team in the state of Florida. Smile because we got to see Mackenzie Milton. Smile because we got to see the birth of Dylan Gabriel and the benching of Brandon Wimbush. We got to see great players go to the NFL and a great coach leave us for mediocrity. So, that's it. What's up, boys?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, everybody? Glad to be back on the show. Glad to get the episode rolling. And, Garrett, my condolences. It was a good run. And, you know, just like everything, everything comes to an end. And at least you got that national championship banner out of it.
Yes. It was tough, dude. I mean, I was just, like, checking the score and checking the score and checking the score. It was 7-0, 14-0, 21-0. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, this is going to – I was like, this can't be it. I was like, it's not ending today. Like, it can't end. And this was it. And Pitt's that team that'll ruin your season. Just ask yourself, Christian.
Been there, done that. And let me give the props to Gene because he did call that. And even though we didn't record last week, he texted us in the group chat and he said, I'm just letting you know, Pitt's knocking off UCF. So props to him. Props to Potato Head, that fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
UCF's still going to win double digits.
Yep. It's just tough. I mean, like I said, it sucks. Like, I wasn't able to watch the whole game. I watched, like, bits and pieces. I saw, like, the last drive that UCF scored on before Pitt got the ball back. And it's just, I can say, it's just a bummer, man. But we still got the rest of the season to look forward to. So I don't want to sit here and piss my own pants. But I know Gene's got a lot to say about this.
It was a great game, actually. If you're watching it from a neutral standpoint, it was a great game. I watched the whole thing. I really enjoyed Pitt's like retro colors. They had like that bright blue color with the yellow. You know, Pitt got, you know, ahead early in the game, and UCF fought back. UCF fought back and really came back in it, but then Pitt finished it off late with a crazy drive all the way to the last play. So really, to me, I thought it was an amazing game. If you don't know any of the background behind it, you would think that these are two even teams that were played. Of course, we know the implications for UCF. That really takes away any chance of a playoff appearance. But I think they still are the favorite to win their conference. I don't think they'll have too much trouble with that. But you never know, so that's all I have to say for now.
Yeah. But, I mean, right now, Boise's the highest-ranked Group of Five team, but it is what it is, man. Just another day. So let's talk about your Gators, Gene. Your boy Kyle Trask might be the real quarterback you guys have been waiting for. He looked pretty damn good against Tennessee. Christian got to see it in person.
Yeah, you know, of course, we first saw him come in during the Kentucky game when Felipe went down. I still have some questions about him. I do agree that he appears to be the better passer than Franks. And I also like the fact that he can really know when to throw the ball away versus trying to fight for a throw that Franks would try to fight for. Kind of a way to pick your battles. I kind of like that about him, but I don't want to get too excited about it. It's very early, and Florida's really tougher stretch is still coming down the line, and there's several big games in the next couple of weeks. So they look good. They look good against Tennessee, though. I'll definitely admit that.
Yeah, I think they looked good. That stadium was awesome. You know, no Gator fan here. I was actually rooting for Tennessee. But that stadium was cool. The atmosphere was awesome. Just some nice people. I felt like I was like in Georgia. Like that's what that atmosphere felt like. It was that like southern vibe to it. It was fun. I had a good time. I'm ready for this week though. I'm ready for some of the big games. What's your favorite game going forward this week, Garrett? What would you think? What's the game you're looking forward to the most?
So the game I'm looking forward to the most is, you know, I've long been the conductor of the Herm Edwards hype train. That game versus Cal is a good game. Like, I'm excited to watch that game. Some little Pac-12 action, lots of passing yards, probably a lot of touchdowns. I'm interested to see if this could be the thing that pushes ASU into the top 25.
Okay, so with that, like, let's just talk about that game right now. They were in the top 25, weren't they, until they lost to Colorado? Didn't they get in there after beating Michigan State?
They might have been 25th.
So this is that bounce back game. Redemption. Cal's undefeated, you know. We got it's at Cal. Cal minus 5. What are your takes on this game, Garrett?
So, like I said, I will ride and die with Herm Edwards. And like I said, 5 years, they will be in the college football playoff. They will win a national championship. This is year two. Do I think they're going to get there this year? No, I think the Pac-12 is dust. But I do think ASU is going to pull the upset. And I'll just go double dipper here. This is my call your shot because I'm going to get this one out of the way early. So I'm calling my shot with ASU beating Cal. I'm going to say they're going to win 35-31.
Okay. Wow. I figured that's exactly how that was going to go. What about you, Gene?
No, I'm picking Cal to win that game. You know, I don't think there's any Pac-12 team making the playoff this year, but Cal may or may not be the best team in that conference at this point.
Does Cal cover the spread?
5 points? I think so, actually. You know, I actually watched a good amount of the Cal game the other day.
Great game.
Switching back and forth.
Great game.
You know, like, to me, they seem very much a well-rounded team. I didn't realize they were so well-rounded. Hmm. And like I said, they're undefeated still. They beat Ole Miss the other day. And a couple weeks ago, they beat Washington. That was the biggest, like, surprise of the Pac-12 probably all year, was that them surprising Washington. I believe it was at Washington, which everyone didn't see that one coming. So as much as I do like Herm Edwards' personality, he's a cool guy, I don't think Arizona State's going to win this.
Give me a score.
27-13.
Ooh. You know, I was thinking, and I was riding the Herm Edwards hype train, and I still think Arizona State's going to be really good under him. I just don't think this team's as good as this Cal team in this game being at home. I think Cal's defense is one of the most underrated units in college football. I think Cal covers. Arizona State still has a good year, but give me Cal 28-20.
So before we move on, I just think, like, Cal just sort of came out of nowhere and people were like, oh, shit, they're, like, really good. Like, after they beat Washington, right, Everyone was kind of like, oh, dang, like, mm-hmm, this team's legit. And they're number 15 in the AP poll, which, like, boo. Little preview of our top 25. They're number 13 in our top 25. So we like Cal, but not against Herm Edwards.
Okay, so let's keep it in the Pac-12 here, and let's go USC at Washington. Washington's getting 10 points, or given 10 points at home. Washington minus 10. Garrett, what's your take?
You know, I'm just waiting for USC to like lose again because of JT Daniels going out, but they just don't, and they won't. And I think they're a good team. I think Washington is still a good team, but I think Washington is going to win, but give me USC to cover. So I got Washington winning. Give me 27-21.
Okay. What about you, Gene?
You know, USC's win the other day was really the other biggest upset of the Pac-12. Really, they beat Utah. And that was a big shocker to me because I didn't think they have what it takes, especially with all their quarterback issues. And I also watched a good amount of that game, you know. And I was watching that with friends, actually, and I was really surprised on how confident USC was even playing that game. Like, you wouldn't even think they were the underdog going into it. All that being said, I don't pick them to win this game, but I do think they can cover the spread. I think Washington might win by 7 or 6. I don't think Washington is going to be winning by 10 or more.
Here. Okay. What give me a score.
You can give me maybe 30 to 24.
Okay. So this game to me, I watched that Utah-USC game, watched basically the whole thing. And to me, the craziest thing about it is USC loses their third-string quarterback and somehow still finds a way to win and beat a top-10 team with a fourth-string quarterback. Now, if you watch that game, this quarterback was throwing, you know, toss-ups. These are into double coverage. You know, Utah dominated that game. Utah dominated that game at the line of scrimmage. I think USC going into that last drive when they had the lead by 3 with like 4 minutes left. I think they had 6 yards rushing with 4 minutes left in the game. Like, the touchdowns they got were crazy, kind of lucky shit. And this was if Clay Helton, there was a rumor that came out right before the game started.
That wide receiver, I forget his name, but there's a wide receiver on USC. This guy is doing freak of nature stuff out there. I remember me and friend Ryan, we were watching that game together. That guy was doing freak of nature stuff. I felt like I was watching like a NFL level superstar wide receiver at play.
Yeah, no, Michael Pittman already. Michael Pittman.
Yeah, like he was an absolute monster that game. Like, he was taking it over.
But I think how can you do that 2 games in a row versus 2 teams? And this time it's on the road. They're not going to get that performance again from that kid that did their fourth string. He's a fourth string for a reason. And he's a redshirt junior. This isn't the type of kid that, you know, has a freshman. No, he's had freshmen and sophomores all beat him out. It was one of those things. It was just one of those magical moments that, like, this kid will never forget. Washington wins this game. I think Washington covers. Clay Helton still gets fired by the end of this season. Give me Washington 31-17.
Okay. Not a bad pick.
We got the next game we got here. Okay. This is a little love for Garrett here. We got Penn State going on the road to play Maryland. A little Big Ten action. We got Penn State -6.5. What do you think, G?
So I kind of hate going first every time, but I like the pressure, though. You know, pressure makes diamonds. So I think, like, everybody got hyped up with Maryland when they had those first two huge wins, and then they got beat by Temple, and everyone's kind of like, oh, wait, they're not, like, that good. But, you know, I think the Friday night game at Maryland kind of plays into, like, gives Maryland an advantage. Not necessarily, like, a big advantage, but just one where, like, Penn State's coming shorter week on the road, 6.5 points is a really close spread, and these spreads have been like pretty on point. So I think Penn State is a better team. Like, don't get me wrong here, but something about this game just I want to pick Maryland. So I'm picking Penn State to win, but I'm picking Maryland to cover. I think this game's going to be close. Give me Penn State 31, Maryland 28.
Oh, okay. And I'll go second here, and I'll mix it up. And I like the pick. I thought you were going to go Maryland. I really did. And like, I'm going Maryland. I think Maryland's going to win this game. I just got some weird feeling about it. Friday night, these Friday night games are weird. These are when these teams go down. I think Penn State hasn't really been challenged yet. I think Maryland gets up for this, knowing their season's a lot more urgent with the loss to Temple. Yeah, I think Maryland not only covers, I think Maryland wins, and that's going to be my call your shot this week.
Okay, what's the score?
We'll go 30-31-27 Terrapins.
Let's go Terps.
What do you got, Gene?
I actually pick Maryland to win this game also, and the fact that you call it your call your shot means I'm gonna have to pick another one on top of that, and I can do that. That's fine. But I still pick Maryland to win this game. And you know, that loss against Temple, that was a road game. And I think they're going to come back for a little bit of vengeance. And Penn State, you know, they're still undefeated. So every game's do or die for them if they want to make the playoffs, obviously. And at some point in the season, they're going to be playing Ohio State. But I think they're going to lose to Maryland here. I think Maryland's going to have an offensive game like they did the first couple of weeks. Not quite, obviously, the same magnitude, but I think they can probably put up at least over 35 or so. I think they'll win the game. If I were to give a score, I'd probably say maybe 35-27.
Okay. All right. So the two non-Terrapin lovers.
Yeah, the kid from Maryland
over here
doesn't even pick Maryland. Yeah. Again. Now I feel like a dick. I picked him to cover, so whatever.
You know, that's play, you know, don't play with your heart. Play with your head. That's what they say. So let's go on to this last game, and it's really hard for me to play with my heart when I'm talking about this team. We got Virginia going on the road to South Bend to play Notre Dame in the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame -12.5. What do you think, Gene?
I think I told you a couple weeks ago, I think this will be the first real test Virginia has all year. And I picked them to lose this game. I think Notre Dame's going to win comfortably. I think Notre Dame's going to try to at least get a little bit of vengeance back for losing last week. I think Notre Dame's going to probably win by at least 2 touchdowns. I'm not saying Virginia's necessarily bad, but I do think there is a level of difference between where they stand and where Notre Dame stands.
Fair.
So with that being said, I think it may be around the lines of maybe 24-10.
Okay. All right. 10 points. That's all Virginia gets.
That's all I see.
Okay. I think, you know, I said on Brett's show, Road to CFB, if you never listened to it, shout out to my boy Brett, go listen to it. I said Notre Dame was going to lose 5 games, and I look like a fucking moron after watching that Georgia game, because this team's not losing 5 games. Notre Dame's got a good football team, and I think they're kind of tired of being slapped around by the SEC, and they came out and they played good. Like, I would be down to watch them play again. Like, you know, that was a good game. You know, I didn't come away saying, oh, the SEC dominated Notre Dame once again. Yeah, maybe Notre Dame can't play with the Clemsons and the Bamas, but they could probably play with anyone else. So I think they are going to win this game. And like Gene said, I think this is really the first big test for Virginia. And they're going to be urgent coming off that loss. So they're playing for their season, especially not being in the conference. But I think Virginia feels disrespected, kind of slighted. They're undefeated, and they're going to basically 2 touchdown underdogs. Virginia's played Notre Dame close a few times in the past. I think they play them close again. Notre Dame wins, but Virginia covers. I'm going to go 27-23, Notre Dame.
Okay. So I said some things about Notre Dame, and I'm not going to take them back. Do you know why? Because this team is done. This team is done. That loss is going to wreck them. I'm telling you. They're not coming back. They're not going to be the same. They're losing three games, like I said before, and this is one of them. Give me Virginia, 28-24.
Let's go. I fucking hope so.
I'm done. I'm done with Notre Dame. I'm done with Ian Book. I'm done with Brian Kelly. All of them. They're done. The Irish, they're gone. Leprechauns, out. Everything, gone. Cavaliers, in. Let's go. Let's go, Virginia.
Oh, man. I love it. Oh, man. Whew. I had to catch my breath for a second. I did not expect that. I'll be honest with you.
I like the passion.
Me too. Me too.
I'm a passionate guy. As you can see, I eulogize my team losing a game in the regular season to Pitt. To Pitt.
Fucking Pittsburgh, man. They'll find a, you know, the best thing is Pitt will find a way to lose six games this year.
I know.
But they always beat a top five. You know, they beat a top 15 team every year. Always. All right, let's move on to a segment really looking bad in, and I really need some help here. College Football Eliminator. Garrett and Gene made moves last time we played it. So if my corrections are right, it would be my turn to pick. And since we played it last, Miami has dropped yet another game and has no chance of sniffing the playoffs, let alone a New Year's Six game. So I'm going to have to drop Miami and pick up Wisconsin because I am all in on the Badgers. They have a top five defense. They have the best running back. I'm all in on the Badgers. Give me Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. So Gene and I both made a move. And I will go ahead and I will give Gene the next move if he would like to make one. Just to update Gene and everybody on Gene's team, he has Bama, Michigan, Georgia, and Washington. I have Oklahoma, Ohio State, Utah, and Florida. Christian has Clemson, Texas, Oregon, and Wisconsin now.
Okay. Well, seeing how Michigan has looked very questionable as of recent. Their chances are very slim at this point. I think that's the team I would want to balance out. Now, Garrett, if you can confirm for me, do any of you guys currently have Auburn?
Nobody has Auburn. That is correct.
Okay, let me think this through. And who do I have? Otherwise, again, repeat them for me.
So you have Bama, Michigan, Georgia, Washington. Christian has Clemson, Texas, Oregon, and Wisconsin. I have Oklahoma, Ohio State, Utah, and Florida.
Oof, it's tough because I can't have three SEC teams.
And we're talking about all okay. Who you were talking about before the show might have four losses by the end of the season, just so everybody knows.
Oh, yeah, I firmly believe that. But this game we're playing here, I don't have much options.
It's tough. You know, it's hard.
Give me Texas, I guess, if they can upset Oklahoma at some point
in
the year.
Christian has Texas, Gene.
Boy. All right, give me Penn State. Give me Penn State. I'll take Penn State. It's there's nothing else out there.
Gene, he's really stumbling out the gates here because since he picks up Penn State, who he expects to lose to Maryland, and now his moves dwindle to four for the rest of the season.
Tell me about it, right? at this point,
I really thought you were about to hedge and just have like three or four SEC teams and just hedge it like one of them's getting in. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, like, you know. Somebody's got to get in, right?
Right? I mean,
so, I mean, I really kind of hate my team now, whereas, like, before I sort of liked it. But I'm going to get rid of Florida. I'm going to get rid of Florida. Damn, Gene picked up Penn State. You know what? Actually, I'll keep Florida just on the off chance that defense carries them somewhere else. I'll drop Utah and pick up Cal. So,
okay.
Interesting. I'll drop Utah and pick up Cal.
Does anyone have LSU?
I literally just thought about that. And I mean, it's not my turn anymore, so I can't do anything about it. So if you want to pick up LSU,
Christian, all you.
I'm totally dropping Oregon and picking up LSU.
Now you have two SEC teams anyway.
Yeah.
So now what is it looking like?
All right. So after everybody has made the moves, we all have four moves remaining for the season. Christian's team is Wisconsin, Clemson, Texas, LSU. Gene is Bama, Georgia, Penn State, and Washington. And my team is Oklahoma, Ohio State, Florida, and Cal. So
nice.
I kind of took tonight.
Yeah, Christian, big winner.
Kind of fleeced
it. Big winner
it.
Today. Big winner today.
Oh, shit. Yep. All right, so since we already named our call your shot, me and Garrett just couldn't wait to tell you this fantastic news. Gene, do you have a game where you think an unranked team will beat a ranked team this weekend?
Matter of fact, I do. And I feel really, really good about this one. Okay. Oklahoma State, I believe, will beat Kansas State this week. And
that's a good pick.
I was looking at Oklahoma State's season performances. They've actually scored over 30 every game this year. And their only loss is to Texas, which was 36-30. And that was at Texas?
They played Texas good. Yeah, that was last weekend. They played them good.
So,
that's mullet power right there. That's that Mike Gundy mullet.
That is a pick to me, I think, is very, very likely for them to win that game. Kansas State, they're okay. They don't quite have the offensive firepower you typically want out of your Big 12 teams, I don't think, at least.
They don't have that player that, like, pops off the screen, you know? They don't have that one superstar you're looking for.
To me, and that game is at Oklahoma State, so give me that. I feel really good about it.
It's a good pick.
Okay, so I want to give you guys a special treat, because last week on Twitter I put up four games, and I was 4-0. I was 4-0 in the games that I put up on Twitter. And I want to give you guys my super special Garrett's Lock of the Week. Rankings. Gene was the outlier because he still had Texas A&M ranked. And where he had Texas A&M ranked, myself and Christian had SMU ranked. So we'll start from the bottom. I'll go 25 through 15, and I'll let you boys count up from there. So at 25, we got Wake Forest. SMU coming in at 24. 23 is Washington. 22 is Kansas State. 21 is UCF. Number 20 is Boise. USC at 19. Michigan, the biggest drop of any team this week, coming in at 18. Utah is going to be at 17. Virginia is going to be at 16, and at number 15, we have Notre Dame.
That UVA Notre Dame matchup on the Playbook Podcast looks pretty even.
Pretty,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
Looks a lot. Does that look like a 2-touchdown? I don't know, but I'll go 14 through six and let Gene do the top five here. So we got Iowa at 14, Cal coming in at 13 out of nowhere, Texas at 12, Penn State at 11, Florida at 10. Oh, wait, nope. Totally messed that up. Texas at 12, Oregon 11, Penn State 10, Florida 9, Wisconsin 8, UGA 7, LSU 6.
So let's see. At five here, we have Oklahoma. At number four, we have Auburn. This clearly is not my doing. And at number three, we have Ohio State. Number two, we have Bama. Number one is Clemson.
Yep.
Why are you hating Auburn so much, dude? They got Oregon and Texas A&M.
I do not hate Auburn. I'm actually a big fan of every SEC team. I think they're closer to the rest of the SEC than you guys think. To me, I think you have Bama, and then you have Georgia, and then LSU may be a little bit of the next, and then Florida and Auburn to me are about even. I think not this weekend, but the weekend after this, you guys will see what I'm talking about. But that's another topic for when that day comes. So,
okay. What about you, Gary? Any final thoughts? Anything else you want to say regarding UCF's funeral?
Look, man, we're just trying to go 1-0 again this week. We got a big game coming up. It's the civil conflict. We're favored by 34.5. This is a great way to come back, get back on that winning platform, get ready for the grind of the AAC schedule, get ready for that AAC championship game, and hopefully be the highest ranked group of five team coming out. Like I said at the beginning of the year when I was having my Brandon Wimbush meltdown, if we won 9 games, I would be happy. And right now, if we end up winning 10, I'll still be happy. But it's just, college football is the best, man. Damn it. I love it. I love college football so much.
Yeah, man, it really is the best sport, and I love doing this podcast, and I love just chopping it up with you boys. And this is one of my favorite weeks too, because it's Miami's bye week, and I can't lose, so you know I get to sit back and not take an L. So this will be nice. It will be bittersweet, but nice nonetheless. With that being said, RIP UCF, and drop the music.